Sure, the next presidential election is still a few years off, but you know a bunch of people are already thinking about it. Potential candidates are getting cozy with donors, consultants are roughing out their marketing plans, and the media, well, we're just happy to speculate wildly. But some of the thought going on right now about the presidential election is more fundamental. A coalition of voter advocacy groups and former members of Congress recently unveiled a plan to usher in the direct election of the president by a national popular vote, essentially making the Electoral College and its resulting swing states irrelevant. Ryan O'Donnell is the communications director for Fair Vote, the Center for Voting and Democracy, which is one of the groups hooked up with this coalition. Ryan says one of the most common complaints about the Electoral College is that the person who gets the most votes nationally doesn't necessarily win, like we saw in 2000. But he says the reasons for changing the system go beyond the occasional quirk.
You know, we're talking about a system that systematically shuts out at least 2/3 of the country. It's an unfair system. It's a system that makes your vote count differently depending on where you live. And depending where you live, that could be not at all. So it's not just about the winner. It's about the overall health of our democratic process.
Okay, so, you know, if voters have a lot to gain from changing, you know, the current arrangement, who stands to lose from changing the way we do things now?
Well, no one stands to lose, because what we're doing is shifting from a state-based approach to a person-based approach. The problem we have now is that states, you know, are represented in presidential contests, but we believe it's time to have a national popular vote where every person counts and has their vote count equally. So we're shifting to a system where the individual is the focus. So suddenly everyone's vote is going to count, and we're going to totally open up our politics if we shift to national popular election of the president.
Yeah, but, you know, I can see, like, say, a state like Ohio, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, politicians in that state may say, you know, why should we get on board with this, you know, this movement? Because, you know, we get all sorts of attention every time that, you know, the presidential election comes back around. You know, why would we want to give that up?
Sure. You know, there's a case to be made that states are now treated, you know, unequally. And I think where that generates a problem is the fact that nationally we're getting a president who's not accountable to the entire country, accountable only, you know, to his base or her base, and a handful of swing states, of which there are increasingly fewer. So it's in the interest of the country as a whole to get a president who's accountable to everyone. That's just a measure of a healthy democratic society, and that's in everyone's interest.
So that these candidates, when they're out there campaigning for the presidency, they don't just focus on Ohio or a few of these other ones, they actually have to pay attention to everybody.
Sure. Yeah, presidents, candidates are gonna move out into states that were previously considered off-limits, and it's not just going to be a small number of issues on the table that may be of interest to a small number of states. The debate's going to widen, and the entire country's going to be involved in the process.
So what's your sense of how much, you know, people in the general electorate actually care about this issue?
I think over time, every poll has shown Americans consistently preferring this method. You know, if you just ask somebody, do you think the majority of people should decide a presidential election? I think the answer will come naturally, yes. I think it's a very natural thing for people to want to have a president that the people elect. And I think, you know, it's actually a case that some people don't even know how the Electoral College works. So if they first learn about it, a natural first reaction is to say, oh, that sounds sort of undemocratic. And so I think very much probably most people care about this. You know, it's our one truly national election. It's the one office we all elect as an entire country rather than a state or a district. So, and people care about it very much, and I think people care about doing it fairly and doing it properly. So we ought to have a fairer system for that reason.
You know, it seems like when we get down to it, a lot of the opposition to this is essentially going to be, we've always done it this way, why change now? So how do you win over those people who are just, you know, they have inertia, or they're just, you know, they're traditionalists?
Well, I think for those people who would say, you know, why change the way it was in the beginning, we could remind them that in the beginning, in some states, people didn't even vote at all. Legislatures appointed electors to go into the Electoral College. So I think it's better that the people do it. I think most people would agree with that. you know, it's a case of whether we want a truly national election for the United States or whether we want an election of swing states. And I think we want the election for the United States as a whole.
Ryan O'Donnell is the communications director for Fair Vote. The group is part of a coalition pushing for the presidency to be decided by the national popular vote. Their outside-the-box plan for making this happen is a little bit complicated, but it's well worth checking out. There's a bunch of info at nationalpopularvote.com. That's nationalpopularvote.com.